At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, welcome everyone to the Hank Haney Podcast, recording today on nofilter.net. Make sure you check out nofilter.net. It is an absolutely fantastic platform. A lot of great programs on there. A lot of great podcast shows. And it's where you'll find me as well. So nofilter.net. Also, follow my podcasts, and you can find them anywhere you get your podcasts. But iHeartRadio would be the spot to go for those or any of your other platforms that host the podcast and you get them from. Today's podcast is brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website. That's where you go to find out information about getting golf lessons from me, either at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at a great practice facility in Highland Park, Illinois, that I am teaching at while I am in Chicago. And it is called The Golf Practice. Absolutely fantastic place. So those are my two locations that I teach at. You can find out all the information at HaneyUniversity.com. And you can also register for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. So if you're interested in getting better at golf, that is how you can do it. HaneyUniversity.com. All right. Today's big news in the world of golf, the world of professional golf. John Rahm has signed with the LIV. Now, this is something that has been rumored for weeks. John Rahm, they said, was the LIV's white whale. He was the one they wanted to get. Now, I think he was the one they wanted to get because he was the one that was possibly available of the top players. Tiger wasn't going anywhere. And how much can he play anyways? We don't know. He says he's going to play once a month, but he wasn't interested in LIV. Rory McIlroy dug in. He's not interested in LIV. John Rahm never said a bad thing about LIV, although he didn't like the format, but that was about it. And he looked like the one that maybe they could target. Scottie Scheffler, he wasn't interested. So Rahm was the one they had their sights set on. And people have rumored about this for quite some time with John Rahm. He dropped out of that TGL. That's the Tiger Rory Simulator Golf League that got delayed a year after the tent blew over down in Florida. Literally, they look like the Cirque du Soleil tent. I heard they were building this facility down there, and then the storm came in. I mean, it's Florida, by the way. And the tent blew over. So he dropped out of that. He dropped out of that before the tent blew over. And a lot of people thought, okay, why is he dropping out of this? And then he didn't sign up for the American Express tournament in Palm Springs. And people, you know, were talking about that. And then there's the rumors. And somebody said Phil Mickelson had told people that Rahm was signing with LIV. And, of course, that was vehemently denied. Well, it turns out that it was all true. Where there's smoke, there is fire. And John Rahm is LIV. He is LIV for a big, big, big number. Number was rumored to be $300 million, $600 million. I don't think it's $600 million. I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. John Rahm isn't going to tell anybody what it is. Everybody can just guess. But let's just assume it's a lot. And I think it's upwards of $300 million. I mean, every report you hear, that sounds like that was at least the number. He's part owners of the new team. They're going to expand from 12 teams to 13 teams on the LIV. And they're recruiting more players, they say, to fill in John Rahm's team. Now, who knows what that means? But my guess is that there's going to be more guys following. I said when this came out on Twitter. And it said John Rahm has been offered $600 million to sign with the LIV. I said, if that number is out there and he doesn't sign, he has absolutely lost his mind. Well, he hasn't lost his mind. He signed. And if it was $300, $400, $500, whatever it was, he signed. And he is a very, very rich man. Listen, people don't like to hear this. But now all of a sudden, when you hear everybody talking in the last day, all these people who were so against LIV, now all of a sudden they're like, you know, if he's getting $300 million, you know, you got to take the money. Everybody's finally, you know why? Because it is about the money. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear it's not about the tournament, the prestige of winning this tournament, the prestige of winning that tournament. You know what it is? You got four majors, four major tournaments. That's all you got. That's all you got. John Rahm's won two. John Rahm won 11 times on the PGA Tour. Two majors, U.S. Open, Masters champion, and 11 times on the PGA Tour. He's already qualified for the Hall of Fame. So what else is there? More majors? Yeah, you know, he wants to win as many majors as he can. He ain't going to catch Jack Nicklaus's. And John Rahm's a great player. I think John Rahm's the best player in professional golf today. I believe that. He's ranked third behind Rory, behind Scottie Scheffler. You know, John Rahm's won two majors. Rory hasn't won a major since 2014. I don't put Rory ahead of John Rahm. Scottie Scheffler won two times last year. John Rahm won four times, including the Masters. John Rahm, to me, is the best player in the world. The LIV just signed the best player in the world, and all he has to play for is major championships and whatever, collect some other trophies. But whether it's PGA Tour or LIV or whatever it is, I mean, how in the world could anybody ever even think for a minute, I mean, about turning down that kind of money? I mean, they just couldn't. So he took the money, and good for John Rahm. He deserves it. He earned it. They're willing to pay it. Right place, right time. Take the money. And he took the money. And you know what he said? He said, you know what? There's a lot of reasons why I went to LIV, and I'm sure they sold him on the team concept, and he likes the team concept. He mentioned his playing on Spanish teams. He mentioned playing on the Arizona State team. He mentioned the Ryder Cup teams. This was all, he did an interview on Brett Baer. I was watching on Fox, and it was a good interview. John Rahm is well-spoken. I'd rather listen to John Rahm than anybody on the PGA Tour. Compared to some of these other guys that are on, like Rory. Let me listen to John Rahm. He's level-headed, well-spoken. I don't know anybody that doesn't like John Rahm either. I haven't met that person. John Rahm's a good guy, great get for LIV. I mean, huge get. And he said, you know, I like the team concept. I'm sure they sold him on, we're going to play in Spain, and it's going to promote John Rahm. You're going to be the star of the show. And I don't think John Rahm liked the fact that he wasn't much of the star of the show on the PGA Tour. He's a star, but he wasn't the star of the show. And rightfully so. I think he probably feels like he should be the star of the show. And he definitely took back seat to Rory and everybody's taken back seat to Tiger. So John Rahm probably had a lot of reasons why LIV looked good to him. And make no mistake, you know, people can talk about all they want about the format and this and that. When you go out, if you play professional golf, it is an absolute pain in the neck to have a morning tee time, an afternoon tee time Thursday and Friday. And then you got, you know, if you play good, you got afternoon tee times on Saturday and Sunday. You're playing 72 holes, 4 days. And one of those days, you're out there at the crack of dawn, you know, dew sweeping. And to think that that's better, more desirable, easier, whatever, than playing in a shotgun start, where everybody tees off and everybody's done at the same time and the course isn't crowded because they've only got, you know, 13, now they'll have 13 foursomes or whatever they play in threesomes. You know, there's plenty of space out there in the golf course. You're playing 19% less days. You're working 19% less days. And to think that that's not attractive is naive. That is very attractive. And no cut is attractive. It just is. I mean, like there's a lot of no cut events on the tour. And by the way, they just finished one down there at the Bahamas that everybody got points for on the world in golf ratings. But players like a no cut. I mean, and rightfully so. You know, you don't have the pressure of you know, missing the cut and being gone and getting the weekend off. And so there's a lot of reasons, I think, why John Rahm probably did this. He's good friends with Phil Mickelson. He's good friends with Sergio Garcia, really good friends with both of those guys. And they're out there on LIV. And the number one reason is obviously money. This just shows you that, I mean, I can't believe people just have such a hard time admitting a simple fact. Let me explain what this simple fact is. Everybody has a number. When John Rahm said before he wasn't interested in LIV, what he's really saying is they haven't got to my number. People don't like to hear it. They don't like to say it. But they got a number. Everybody's got a number. And right now there's plenty of players on the PGA Tour that, you know what they think? They think the tour did me wrong because they talked me out of going to LIV, and then they negotiated with the public investment fund on the back end behind our backs, and I turned out all that money, and I'm absolutely pissed. And now, you know, you're out there and you're stuck, and you gave up the money and now you're stuck. You're stuck on the PGA. And John Rahm kind of got a second chance because I'm sure they were after him before, but they came after him again. And he got to sign for the big bucks. And he wasn't going to pass it up the second time. He took it. And you know what? Right. He did the right thing because he said, this is about my family, my wife, my children. And this is generational wealth. This is beyond generational wealth. This takes care of everybody that'll ever be a Rahm. And you, how can you fault somebody for that? I don't understand how you can. And you know what? Now all of a sudden, all these people in the media, you know, the corrupt golf media, And I was listening to them all, day. And all of a sudden they're changing their tune a little bit. You had to take that money, if that money's out there, and they're all crying in their soup. I mean, oh my goodness gracious, the world's coming to an end on the PGA Tour, and we lost John Rahm, and who's next? And you know what? They ought to worry about who's next, because they're probably not done. And I'll tell you where they're really not done. They're not done if the PGA Tour keeps screwing around and doesn't figure out how to do a deal with the public investment fund. You see, a lot of people are thinking, and I'm kind of this same thought process. Yasser and the public investment fund, he's controlling all the public investment fund. Yasser is negotiating with Jay Monahan. Well, as soon as he did that deal and said we're gonna talk about the merger and this and that, that bailed the PGA Tour out. PGA Tour was hurting. And everybody knows that. Now they know it. They all know it. So the PGA Tour was hurting because they decided they're going to raise all this money and raise all these purses, and they didn't have any way to pay for all that stuff. So they were hurting. And then Yasser comes in, and Monahan get together, and they make this deal to negotiate. And then all of a sudden, the PGA Tour decides, oh, you know what? Maybe there's some other people that might want to be part of this too. And da 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 da. And now all of a sudden, Yasser's probably sitting over there thinking, are they going to do a deal with me? Are they going to the highest bidder now? Are they just bidding me up? Or what are they doing here? And next thing you know, he thinks, Maybe I need a little bargaining chip here. See, maybe I need another bargaining chip. And if I take John Rahm, and that's going to pretty much ensure that they better do a deal with me, because if they don't do a deal with the public investment fund, he's going to go in there. Yasser's going to go in there and raid some more players. To me, that makes it impossible for some private equity firm that the PGA Tour has been talking to. How are they going to invest, or why would they invest in the PGA Tour if they didn't even know anybody who's going to be on the PGA Tour? And if they do that and do it without the public investment fund, those guys are just going to say, well, screw you guys. We'll just put you guys out of business. We'll take all your players. And that's what they do, because they got so much money. They can't spend it all. They just keep making more money all the time. And they're going to keep doing it. So this is a great bargaining chip for public investment fund. I don't think the world's coming to the end on the PGA Tour. I really don't. What I think is going to happen, this is my prediction. I think that now, if they weren't for sure going to do something, they are going to do something. The PGA Tour has no choice. They have got to make a deal with the public investment, with the LIV Golf Tour, and they got to consolidate golf. And I think that's the other reason why John Rahm took the money. John Rahm took the money because he knows that the major championships are not going to exclude so many great players. Nobody in the Krupp Golf media is even talking about, because they're not talking about how bad John Rahm is, because they know John Rahm is good. The fact that they discount Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed and Cameron Smith and all the, and Brooks Koepka. I mean, the Krupp Golf media talks about these guys like they can't play at all. I mean, it's ridiculous. I read somebody the other day said there's like six or eight players in the top 50 in the world on LIV Golf Tour. I mean, are you crazy? Come on. I mean, seriously, you don't think these guys I just named are top 50 players and many, many more? I mean, come on. They got good players out there. They got great players out there. I mean, Koepka is great. Dustin Johnson is great. These are, these guys are phenomenal players. Cameron Smith is a phenomenal player. And now they got John Rahm. And the tour is going to have to make a deal. And I think it's going to work out fine. I think Rahm knows that he's going to probably end up getting to play tournaments on the PGA Tour. And I think he knows he's going to probably be okay on the Ryder Cup too. Because people say, well, how could you give up the Ryder Cup? $300 million. You're like, I'm going to turn down $300 million so I can play in some free Ryder Cups. I mean, who in their right mind thinks like that? I mean, people actually say this stuff. And I look at him, I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? You're going to turn down $300 million so you could play for free in the Ryder Cup? Are people out of their minds? I mean, seriously, John Rahm did the right thing. He took, and he's going to still play in the Ryder Cup. Are you sure? You know what? If they cut John Rahm out of the Ryder Cup, like they cut all these other guys out of the Ryder Cup, they're just killing their Ryder Cup. They're not even going to have a Ryder Cup. There won't even be a Ryder Cup if they do that. And nobody in their right mind that's relying on the Ryder Cup, which is the PGA of America and the European Tour, or whatever they call their thing over there, DP World Tour, nobody in their right mind is going to cut out to spite themselves. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. They're going to figure out a way, and Rahm's going to end up playing in the Ryder Cup. You watch. Rahm's going to end up playing in the Ryder Cup. Rahm's going to end up. He's going to play on the PGA Tour. They're going to figure it out. And look at this from Yasser and Liv Goff's perspective. What have they done? This guy's played the PGA Tour like a fiddle. He's played them like a fiddle. He said we're going to talk about a merger, and that stopped the lawsuits. Okay. Then he said. Then they bring in these other guys. These private investors potentially. And he says, all right, that's fine. I'll tell you what we'll do. Well, I'll just put another chip on our side. We'll take John Rahm for $300 million. And by the way, it was going to cost him anyways. Because what he was going to have to, don't you remember when they said, we're going to take care of the players who didn't defect to the LIV. Now, that doesn't mean everybody on the tour is going to get a $20 million check, but it means that players who turned down offers were probably going to get taken care of. They said that they're going to take care of them in some way. Well, you don't think John Rahm wasn't at the top of that list? Rory wasn't at the top of that list because Rory's already been taken care of. He got all those contracts from the PGA Tour. You know, he got all Workday, everybody else got all these contracts, got all that. Got his TGL, him and Tiger, they're all taken care of. Okay, who wasn't taken care of? Who's the number one guy that wasn't taken care of? Yeah, John Rahm. John Rahm. You know, maybe Scottie Scheffler, maybe Jordan Spieth. Those guys need to be taken care of. So they were going to have to take care of them anyway. So how much was Yasser going to have to give? How much was he going to have to give John Rahm to take care of him? I don't know what it was. Maybe he was going to have to give him $100 million, whatever, $70 million. I don't know what he's going to have to give. He's going to have to give him something. They were going to have to give him something to take care of him. Okay. Well, now they don't have to give him anything. See, so, you know, yeah, he might have paid him $300 million, but he's not really paying him three because he was going to have to pay him $100 million anyways to take care of him or some number. He's going to have to pay him something. And now he doesn't have to pay him because he's part of him and he strengthened his position. Oh, my God. This Yasser guy, he has done a number on these guys, a number. So. What's probably going to happen is they're going to have to make a deal with Yasser and the Live Golf Tour. They're probably going to bring in another investor too, because I think there's also some truth to this talk that the government's going to get involved, and if they just sign with the Live Golf, they probably won't get that through. That's probably going to get blocked. So if they bring in a United States public investment firm and they team them up with Yasser also, then that's going to be more palatable for the government. So that's probably going to happen. And Liv Goff's going to live. It's going on. It was funny when all the corrupt Goff media, you know, as soon as they announced they're going to talk about this merger, they said, that's the end of Liv Goff. I mean, that's it. I mean, these guys in the media are so stupid. I mean, how in the world can they think that this guy Some guy, Yasser, is going to put up $2 billion and he's going to get no say-so. And they're just going to take his deal that he started, Live Golf, and it's just going to poof. It's just going to go away. And he's going to be okay with that. I'll give you $2 billion. You guys control everything. You run everything. And we'll just get rid of Live Golf. That was never going to happen. And all the players on Live Golf knew it was never going to happen because they were telling them it's not going to happen. But people in the media, they kept believing, oh, yeah, that's the end of Live Golf. Well, at the end of Live Golf, here's John Rahm. And guess what? There's going to be more guys, too. And that PGA Tour better make a deal, because if they don't, they're going to go poach some more players. And then what do they got? They don't have a lot to begin with. I mean, what do they got? And to listen to Jordan Spieth last week down there in the Bahamas, when they asked him about John Rahm potentially going, I mean, he was like, he looked like, whoa, you know, and he's on their tour policy board. They knew that this is not good. I mean, even Jordan Spieth said this is not, these guys are being honest now. See, they're done with all this game they're playing where they're trying to, you know, scare everybody and we're okay. And they know they're not okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to get okay because they're going to make a deal. And they're going to make a deal. And I think professional golf is going to be in an app. Everybody's doom and gloom today in the corrupt golf media. They're all doom and gloom. I was listening to it all day. They're all doom and gloom. I think professional golf is going to be better than it's ever been. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think the PGA Tour is going to be great. They're going to have to let these guys back in and play. They're going to let these guys back in and play some events, at least. They're going to let them come in and play some. That's gonna be a good thing. Live Golf's gonna build their tournaments because they're a different product. They appeal to a younger audience, which is great because the PGA Tour appeals to an older audience. And I think professional golf is gonna be booming. I think it's gonna take off. I think it's gonna be great. And I think this John Rahm deal. Signing John Rahm was just a stroke of brilliance because now it forces these guys that were, you know, and make no mistake, who has the upper hand? I mean, even the people that try to kid themselves, I don't think they can even kid themselves now. They know that LIV has the upper hand. And there's no two ways about that, because, you know, before that, people were saying, oh, you know, maybe they'll X them out. Maybe they'll get Fenway Group or somebody else to come in there. And now maybe they'll take it over. Liberty, maybe they'll take it over and they'll be the tour's big partner. And they say, they're not going to do that. They may be partners, but they're not going to be partners without public investment fund. No. Because if they did that, they're going to go in there and they're going to say, sorry, guys, we're taking even more players and more players and more players. And then what do they got? They got nothing. That's what they got. So they're all going to come together. It's all going to work out. I think professional golf is going to be bigger and better than it's ever been. I think there's going to be better growth around the world with the Live Golf product. And I think everything's going to work out. It's going to take a little time to iron it out, but I think everything's going to work out. And I think it's going to be great for golf. I really do. I know it's been great for the players because they have gotten so much more money. When it all shakes out, this is a big disturbance that's happened in the world of professional golf. But I really believe that in the long run, this had to happen sometime. And now is as good a time as ever because it's when something needs to happen. Because the tours relied on Tiger Woods for so long. And they need to be thinking a little more outside the box. And this is forcing everybody's hand. I think everything's going to work out good. I'm happy for John Rahm. Good guy. Happy he's making all that money. And I think that the PGA Tour and the tour players, and I think everything's going to work out. I'm not negative at all on this, not in the least bit. I think that there's got to be some changes, and there's going to be, but everything's going to be good on the PGA Tour. All right, that's my thoughts. I'm going to have more thoughts as the days go by, because this is a subject that is a topic that will last a long, long time. But I appreciate everybody listening to the Hank Haney podcast here on NoFilter.net and on iHeartRadio. And make sure you hit the follow button if you're on iHeartRadio so you can get that. And make sure you tune into NoFilter.net. I'll be on there. And there's a lot of great programming on NoFilter.net. So I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.